T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.
Longtime NFL scribe, David Fleming, used to write for ESPN. Now he does some stuff with, I think, Le Batard. A former NFL scout says that Caleb Williams, quote, scares a lot of teams.
Well, which he should.
He scares the bleep out of a lot of NFL teams. One GM told me it's like if Prince played quarterback.
I'm not sure what that really means.
Game. Blouses.
I'm not sure either.
I don't know what that means.
That he's got a little...
He's got a little showman in him.
I would
think. Purple Rain.
I know Prince could play hoops.
It's a good game.
I wish I could say the same for you and your crew of flunkies. Do you guys want some grapes?
So Caleb Williams is Prince.
That's right.
Why would Prince scare you?
I don't know. Is that a good thing or a bad thing?
Oh.
Because Prince was very short. Did you ever see Prince in person? I saw him in person. Never. I don't. No, I
well,
never.
Well, you
did,
don't yeah. live in Minneapolis.
True. Everybody who lives in Minneapolis has got a Prince story, right?
Yeah.
But he's very short.
But could dunk.
Game.
Yeah. I saw him hanging.
Right.
Blouses.
Hanging on the rim one time. Comedy Central played a game of his, I guess. Prince was playing Eddie Murphy's brother.
Okay.
In some hoops, and they televised it on Comedy Central. I saw it once, and he dunked. So,
hell of an
athlete.
He had
some hops.
Yeah. So I don't know what they mean by he's Prince, but anyway, it got me to thinking a little bit. Like, if you're going to compare Patrick Mahomes to a musical artist, who would it be? Right. And you can weigh in at 913-586-7610 on the text line. And I put a lot of thought into this one. It's not Jimmy Buffett. Jimmy Buffett is, I want to say, the highest grossing musician of all time, but never had a number one hit. Patrick Mahomes had a lot of number one hits, right? Mm-hmm. Patrick Mahomes is too good to be Bon Jovi. John Lennon is dead. Paul McCartney may be the leader in the clubhouse on this one, but I'm going to say, for me, if I'm comparing Patrick Mahomes to a musical artist,
okay,
it's Garth Brooks, because I have never left a Garth Brooks show not wowed. And that's how I feel every time I watch Patrick Mahomes. I'm wowed by what Patrick Mahomes does every single time. And every time I leave a Garth Brooks show, I go, damn, that was awesome. Like, the last one here at Arrowhead, phenomenal performance. Like, he puts on a show that even if you're not a Garth Brooks fan, you leave that concert going, damn, that was good. Damn, that was good. So.
Interesting. I've only been to one Garth Brooks show. It was that one at Arrowhead.
Right.
Whatever, last summer.
That was about 3 years ago. Now.
Was it that long ago now?
Yeah. Yeah.
And what stood out to me, which I feel like has some resonance there, is Garth spent half the show pointing out the people around him. And they're having to be their ties to either Kansas or Missouri. And
like,
I mean, 3/4 of the damn band's got Kansas or Missouri ties,
right? You know right, all from here. Yeah.
And he spent a ton of time recognizing those around him.
Yeah.
He wasn't taking the credit.
Yep.
He wasn't taking the credit. He was bringing up everybody else and elevating those around him.
I like that.
He made Chuck the percussionist from
Beloit.
Hayes.
Yeah.
Elevated his game.
Mm-hmm.
So I like the Garth Brooks pick. Yeah. I think he does. He elevates those around him.
Guy's unbelievable. I mean, it's okay, just everything he does. I think every show that I've ever seen, I think I've been to about three Garth shows. Mm. Like, he's just fantastic every time.
Mm. Somebody says Led Zeppelin. Oh,
didn't that crash in like New Jersey or something?
Stood the test of time. So I do like that. Seal is interesting. Sure.
Seal's a good one.
I don't know.
Who do you say?
I don't know that I have one, but I think I do think you nailed it with Garth. But I was thinking for a different reason, like not leaving disappointed. But I thought the way he has the people around him.
Yeah.
Rick Astley, because he's rolling.
That's a good one, too. That's a really good one, yeah. From the 913, they say George Strait. So I actually had a conversation with a friend of mine who's a music aficionado about this yesterday, and he brought up George Strait as well. And I go, because he's the king, right? I go, but George isn't a showman. George sits in a round and does his songs and meanders on with the day.
I'm a huge Kenny Chesney guy.
Kenny Chesney, every one of his songs is the same.
Well, but he rocks Arrowhead all the time, too. So
it doesn't mean all his songs aren't the same. Patrick Mahomes is different every single time.
He has a residency at Arrowhead. Someone says Elvis Presley took the lead by storm with moves nobody had seen and leaves opposing teams soaking in their heartbreak hotel after games.
I like that.
It was all thought out. Yeah. For the 816, Beyonce, best in their field and got the zesty hips.
Yeah, that's good. Yeah, you can see him moving his hips as he's running. Yeah.
The clear answer from the 816 is Neil Tennant. Nice job. Great callback. Well done. You 816, you know who you are. Uh-huh. Day off. That's your moment.
Really good.
You will get nothing more productive done today.
Yeah, I mean, do not Google Neil Tennant. I mean, every story is Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Everyone.
My dad would say Alan Jackson, probably.
The Chattahoochee is down yonder on the Chattahoochee. Mm. Yeah.
And then 5 o'clock somewhere.
Yep.
He's definitely Sarah McLachlan from the 913 because he has the arms of an angel.
That's really good.
You also.
Yep.
Rest of your days off, you'll do nothing more productive than that.
Right.
I disagree with this one vehemently because now they're fighting. And from 75, Mahomes is Hall and Kelsey is Oates.
Yeah,
but they're fighting now.
No.
They're fighting now. You can't have that.
Yeah. It's not good.
You can't have that.
We're just overlooking Taylor Swift as the
hate to compare anybody to Taylor Swift.
Yeah.
Right now.
Okay. That's why I was saying.
She's in her own universe.
Yeah. And a lot of Michael Jackson are coming in as well, but he's no longer with us, so it's hard to.
Yeah.
Same with Elvis. I get that comparison, but he's no longer with us either.
Correct.
And I don't know if Patrick likes peanut butter and banana sandwiches, and I hope he doesn't die in the toilet.
There's the ketchup with steak thing.
Well,
I mean,
it's almost kind of
same vein, I think.
Right. How quick we let that food faux pas go.
Oh, yes. He's our guy. We're like, never mind.
I do like this one from the 815, Freddie Mercury, because he's the champion, my friends.
It's true. Yeah. Another Rick Astley vote, but this time because Mahomes will never give up.
Yep.
Never going to let you down.
Right.
Never going to run around and desert you.
It's true.
He's going to run around and then make a play.
Mm-hmm.
Mm.
From the 816, the guy from Letterman singing the Excise song because all Pat does is win rings.
So many of you are not working today. You're giving the day off.
Yep.
So many of you are not working today. Good job.
Right.
Good job. Kenny Loggins, Arrowhead is now the danger zone.
Oh, I love it.
The guy from the Letterman song. Well, that's an awesome callback.
Yeah.
We still have that, though, don't we?
I didn't know what. I looked up Super Bowl song and I got something from Ponch and Nikki on the point. I didn't think that was it. I do like this one from the 913, and you're kind of speaking my language now. Jimi Hendrix brings an effortlessness to elite performance that no one else can. Makes things that are impossible look easy.
Hit it, Paul.
Oh, wow.
I be, and next came V. V-I-V-I-I-V-I-I-I-I-X, and X, you see? X-I-X-I-I-X-I-I-I-X-I-V, and then X-V. X-V-I, X-V-I-I, X-V-I-I-I, X-I-X, and X-X, count them with me, X-X-I, X-X-I-I,
at this point, Spectre was strangling us.
X-X-V, X-X-V-I, X-X-V-I-I, X-X-V-I-I-I, X-X-I-X, X-X-X, it's easy. XXXIXXXIXXXXIXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXXX
I XLIV and XLV. Oh, XLVI, XLVI, XLVI. And that's the history.
Credit Worldwide Pants. Worldwide Pants. Name of the company, right?
Yeah.
Mm.
Just Google Guy Sings Super Bowl on Letterman,
yeah,
I think,
Bowl
or something
history,
like
Letterman.
That.
It's really good. Really good.
Somebody wants to know, wonder if he was reading it as he sang it. And it's interesting because, like, my wife is like, I know all the words to We Didn't Start the Fire. I'm like, I know words to a lot of songs. Just because you know the words of We Didn't Start the Fire, like, people think that was, like different than just knowing the words to a song. So I guess with something like that, if he knows the words to the song, he knows he doesn't need the doesn't need the teleprompter on that one.
Doesn't Patrick sing the Dick Ray jingle from the 913? I don't think so.
No.
Not sure.
Our friend Kurt Nelson says Frank Sinatra, and that was my second one. I was I was thinking about Frank Sinatra with him because, but the only reason I didn't go with Frank Sinatra is because the only time my parents went to see him in concert, he walked off the stage and canceled the show, and they never got to see him.
Hmm.
So I can't go with Frank. Can't go with Frank Sinatra.
Brock from the old number five's weighing in. I'd say Jimi Hendrix, mythical creature. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Jimmy. Something about Jimmy. Someone else says Jimi Hendrix brings an effortless to elite performance that no one else can. Makes things that are impossible look easy. Travis is then Willie Nelson because he's taking his game to new heights.
Wouldn't that be Travis Kelce?
815. That's what I said.
Oh, Travis is
Willie, Nelson.
Yeah.
And Willie went to totally. Okay, never mind. You missed it. But 815 can have the day off. Someone says, I love that you guys give days off for good texts.
Yeah. Well, you have to. You know.
I just think sometimes these are so good that you're not possibly accomplishing as much at work.
Or you're just not at work.
Go Royals. Just want to slip that in. I like the Garth Brooks from the 913.
Yeah.
It's good.
Johnny Cash. That could be a good one.
Mm. Mahomes is Clapton on guitar. 785.
Here's a really good one, too, from the 816. Justin Timberlake. Very versatile. That's a good
one. True.
That's a good one.
Big JT fan.
Yeah. That's a great one. I still think he should have been the Monday Night Football analyst.
Yeah. And every late night talk show. Yeah. He's been smart, though.
He has not overexposed himself at all.
He's been smart. JT?
Yeah.
Like, everyone knows I'm good at everything, but I'm not going to take one of these things because there's a chance I could fail.
Yeah. I'm not going to be Ryan Seacrest.
Right? I'm not going to do that. I just want to be nominated every time.
Right.
Smart.
Smart man.
I'm doing just fine doing what I'm doing. You think I could do all these other things?
Mm-hmm.
I could,
mm-hmm.
but I don't have to.
Us JTs are just that good.
That's it.
That's right.
Yeah, you were making clips of that, too, when I said I really...
After the last 2 days I've had.
Yeah. You'll take all the compliments you can get.
Exactly.
That's right. I like JT. He's super versatile. See, there you go. I was talking about you. I pointed at you.
I saw you
point
at me.
Nope. I didn't point at Timberlake. Nope. Point at JT Noah's producing the show today.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's going to go. Alvarez ties the game.
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.